So if you duck out for the whole summer, you could have a lot of catching up to do come September, which could make for a stressy Christmas period. You're listening to the Courageous Content Podcast. I'm Janet Murray, and I love helping coaches, creatives, and entrepreneurs create super engaging content that generates leads and sales for their businesses. No one starts a business and just knows how to create engaging content. It's a skill that has to be learned and practiced. And there's always something new to learn, no matter how long you've been in business. And I know running an online business can feel messy. Perfectionism, fear, self-doubt, and other mindset stuff can stop you showing up online in the way that's best for you. So you'll get help with that too. Ready to get courageous with your content? Let's get started. This is a little controversial, but I'm a bit fed up with reading social media posts from female business owners about how they're taking the summer off to be with their kids. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with taking time off to spend with your kids. I'm a mum and I'll definitely be taking time off over the summer to do exactly that. Nor am I championing hustle culture or working till you drop. You should definitely take some time out to rest and recuperate this summer. It's definitely been a challenging year. But do you really need to take the whole summer off your business? Absolutely not. In fact, doing so could make things more challenging for you in the last quarter of the year. So I am hereby giving you permission not to feel guilty about not spending your summer in the park or at the soft play centre. In fact, if you have a partner who can take the kids off your hands for a few days, or friends or family who could help, you could even do a babysitting swap, it can actually be the perfect time to work on your business. Take training and development as an example. I often hear business owners say that summer is the wrong time for them to invest in any learning, so to do an online course or to do one-to-one coaching, for example. But actually, the opposite can be true. Many of us do less customer-facing or client-facing work over the summer, which means there's less distractions and more time to get stuck into learning. That's why I typically open some one-to-one slots in my own business over the summer, because I know there are going to be business owners out there who want to get organized, particularly with their content for Q4. Then there's content creation and planning. If you're doing less client or customer-facing work, which many of us are over the summer, it's the perfect time to get ahead with your content planning for the last quarter of the year. This is particularly important if you have a product-based business or you offer a seasonal service. So say, for example, you're a personal trainer, a nutritionist, or somebody that offers a coaching program where people are very much into what you do in January, the early part of the year. It really makes sense to get ahead during this quiet summer period. It's also a great time to research content ideas and batch create content, which will reduce your stress later in the year. Even if you don't have a seasonal business, Christmas can be a really busy time for parents. So if you duck out for the whole summer, you could have a lot of catching up to do come September, which could make for a stressy Christmas period. And then there's research. Perhaps you have an idea for a new product or service. Maybe you'd love to launch an online course or membership, a podcast or a YouTube channel. It's actually the perfect time for research and even beta testing of courses and online programs. And please don't assume people don't want to buy in the summer. The fact you're still around might actually help you land opportunities you wouldn't have otherwise, because your competitors are taking the summer off. And please do not give up on your content. I'm a big believer in taking a few weeks off social media over the summer or any other regular content that you create. And I don't believe in scheduling while you're away, because if you're not around to engage with your followers, well, it's called social media for a reason. It really is better just to take a break and come back when you're refreshed. However, there's a difference between taking a few weeks off your content, taking a bit of a break, and completely grinding to a halt for the whole summer. If you do that, it will be much harder to get back on track come September. It's really much better to keep up a regular presence, even if you're posting slightly less than usual. If you've listened to this episode and you still want to take the whole summer away from your business, that's cool. Just make sure that you understand that you'll almost certainly have to work harder to have a profitable Q4 and that could even have a knock-on effect on the first quarter of next year. Please also make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons, because you genuinely want to take the summer off, not because that's what society expects you to do, or what your partner expects you to do, or your family or friends. My daughter's now 15, and if I could change one thing about her early life, it would actually have been to put her in childcare for longer. If that sounds shocking, then hear me out. Trying to run a business in half the time I needed, because I felt judged by other mums, actually made me stressed out and impacted on the quality of the time we did spend together. There is absolutely nothing wrong with putting your kids in childcare or in a holiday club or leaving them with relatives so you get some time to work over the summer. And doing something you love, something that drives you, that inspires you, does not make you a bad parent. And those judgy mums at the school gate, they probably envy you. If you enjoyed this dose of tough love, or even if you didn't, I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me on Instagram. I'm at JanMurrayUK. I would love to know what you thought of this episode. Would you like to create super engaging content about your business and do it consistently? If so, you need my Courageous Content Planner in your life. It's a gorgeous A4 desk diary that's so simple to use because it's based on my 4x4 strategy, which involves posting 4 styles of content 4 days a week. Yes, content planning really can be that easy. There's templates for daily, weekly, monthly, and annual planning, so you know exactly what to post, where, and when, plus hundreds of ready-to-go content ideas and prompts. So you'll never run out of ideas for social media posts again. And accountability trackers to keep you consistent with your posting. The Courageous Content Planner is both practical and pretty, with 4 gorgeous cover designs to choose from. So if you want to ditch the content overwhelm and you want a simple content plan you can actually stick to, head over to CourageousContentPlanner.com to order your copy today. Thanks for listening to the Courageous Content Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or share the episode on social media. That way, more people can benefit from the free tips and strategies I share. And be sure to tag me in when you do. I'm at Jan Murray on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.